from the book of Matthew, chapter 25, verses 1 and 2. And I know there's a lot more to this than that, but that's all I'll need from it tonight. Perhaps, amen. It's like this brother said, when the Holy Ghost gets moving, you just don't know where you're going sometimes. And probably it's a good thing, amen. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins which took their lamp and went forth to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. God be my helper tonight. I'm going to preach to you about 5 fools. 5 fools. Hey, probably a lot more than that, but this is the 5 the Lord told me to talk about tonight. The one thing that I really want you to notice tonight is that all these 5 fools are not out in sin wandering around. They're in the house of God. And, you know, sometimes being a pastor, it's hard to hold an evangelistic revival, and I've given up all hopes of doing that. Brother John told us about the meeting that we preached up in his church. And I told the Lord after a night or two, I said, Lord, I'm not preaching much evangelistic sermons. He said, you're preaching what I want you to, just keep on. So tonight I'm reaching out to you that are in the house of God. I thought about what this brother said about having a burden for lost souls. I know what that is. I've had it since the Lord called me to preach in 1950. At the age of 13 years old. I don't know what that is. And all through my ministry, one of the greatest burdens on my soul has been the lost, trying to reach them. But sometime back, Brother Johnny, somebody asked me what was the main drive of my ministry. And Brother Heisel, I'd always been able to say, to reach the lost, and I still feel that burden. But when I started to say that, the Holy Ghost checked me. I said, he checked me. And my main drive in my ministry now is to keep what I've got and to get what I've got ready to leave this world. I still want to see the lost saved, but I'd like to see those in the house of God ready. 5 fools. Help us preach a while tonight. Amen. The first fool we find in the book of Matthew, the 7th chapter, a familiar portion of the scripture. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. The rains descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. The rains descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. Amen. This is the fool that's building his house in the wrong place. Come on, children, amen. I'm amazed, amen, that there are so many who are building in the wrong place. Actually, there's really not any choice. If you build a house that's going to stand, there's only one place to build it. Woo, sweet Lamb of God, help them. Hallelujah, amen. The Bible said there is one body, one spirit, even as you're called in one hope of your calling. Come on. Amen. One faith. Amen. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God, Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. Amen. I want to tell you something. If you're not building upon
obeying the Word of God, you're building your house upon the sand, and you are a tomb of hope. It will not stand unless it is built upon the Word of God. Woo, hallelujah, amen. Amen. God help us. And yet we see these fools across the land, amen, are building, amen, their house upon the empty minds of somebody's ideas, thoughts, and theories of how it ought to be.
Come on here now.
Amen. I feel the preacher coming. Amen. I'm telling you something tonight. I don't care what you think about it. I don't care how you feel about it. If it ain't the Word of God, you better leave it alone. Amen. Because one day it'll be gone. Woo! I said one day it'll be gone.
Come on.
Hallelujah. Jesus said, but in vain they do worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men.
Come on.
God help us. Brother Heisel, they got out in our country, started teaching against shiny belt buckles. They got to preaching against red shoes. Hello. Come on, saints. And I don't know what all. God help us. And they have built their house upon building, amen, upon the sands, amen, what they feel like. Let me put this to you. If you feel like it's wrong to do something, that's fine. The Bible gives you that right too. He said, if a man esteem a thing to be unclean, to him it is unclean. But when you stand in the pulpit and you begin to tell other people, amen, that you have to quit this because I did, you better look out. Come on now, don't quit me here. I'm not backing down on holiness, amen. God help us, amen. If it's Bible holiness, I'm with you. If it's a personal, if it's something personal, listen to me, amen. Come on, saints, amen. And yet we've got people that are building their house upon what you think about it. Huh? Jesus said, in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrine the commandments of men. Woo! Hallelujah. In our country, if you wear a necktie, forget it. Of course, I know back here there's some places where if you don't, forget it. Come on now. And while we're fighting the battle over whether to wear a necktie or not,
yeah, we're losing.
Huh? When the storm comes, is all you've got in your heart is it's wrong or right to wear a necktie, my friend. That's not going to slow the storm down or bother the devil a bit. One year, and I hope you don't misunderstand me about this. Hey, man, but one year they came through and I've told you about my grandfather, full blood Cherokee. And one year they decided to get Grandpa a wristwatch. Now don't quit me now. He'd always wore it in his pocket and he'd broke them. Amen. And they decided maybe he could do with one, and they bought him a good one. Paid quite a bit for it. When they first came out, it was the kind that wound itself. All you had to do was move your hand, and it wound itself. And that Cherokee Indian, he just couldn't hardly understand that. Brother Heisel, he said to me, "Preacher boy," he said, "look at this." He said, "you know what I'm doing?" I said, "you're moving your hand." He said, "no, I'm winding my watch." I mean, he just worked because he wanted to know what time it was. He didn't even know people preached about them things. Brother George Davis carried him to a fellowship meeting. I ain't going to tell you where. Go and find out for yourself. And that preacher got up and he got in. I mean, he started in on wearing wristwatches. Well, I understand why some people can't wear them. I mean, you know, I understand that too. And Brother Gabbert, that old Cherokee sit up there. I mean, when they said, "all the preachers come to the platform," Grandpa hit the, I mean, he, you know, that's where he went. And they started in, and Grandpa, I seen, he reached over and he slipped that thing off his hand and snuck it over and put it down in his pocket and leaned back. Well, that preacher sat down after a while, and the next thing got up. He said, "bless God, let me tell you something. If it's wrong to wear it on your wrist, it's wrong to have it in your pocket." Grandpa got a panicked look on his face. You know what that old Indian done? He just took it out, put it on his leg. He just put it right down. Now you're laughing about that, and I understand it's funny. I mean, I know it's funny. But I want to tell you the sad thing about it is, amen, that bunch is still preaching that way, and they ain't got anywhere with God. Come on here now. Don't you quit me, amen. I want to tell you something. If that's all you got, if that's all you got, that's all you got. Come on here now. Come on here. I heard the Son of God telling his disciples about the Pharisees and the Sadducees. Amen. And said they love to be seen in the marketplaces wearing their long skirts and so on and their flatterties and amen. And they love to be heard praying. Amen. He said when they are heard praying and when they are seen, they have their reward. That's all they got. I said that's all they got, brother. When the storm comes, you think that'll stand? Woo! Well, I better watch out. I want more than that. If you don't mind, I want more than that. When I got married, my wife was pastoring the church. I know some of y'all don't believe in women preachers. I can't help that. Bless your heart, the Bible said in Christ Jesus is neither male nor female. Explain it to me. Woo! Well, I told her, I said, I don't know how that'll work, but they did have a good standard. And that year in our honeymoon, we went to the convention, amen, at Memphis, Tennessee, and they voted in the wedding rings, sweet Lamb of God. I said, too bad you didn't wait till after the honeymoon. You could have told me I wanted one. She said, I still don't want one. Come on now. Come on. I'm just telling you like it was. Brother Heisel, I got to preaching holiness in that bunch. Amen. God helped them. I made that overseer so mad. Woo! Hallelujah. I got up in their little convention when they decided it's all right for women to wear clear makeup. I take my glasses off, brother. Can't see no farther than you right now. I said they voted. Amen. When they done voted in, they said, has anybody got anything they want to say about it? They shouldn't have said that. I stood up and I said, let me ask a question. And they said, go ahead. And I said, tell me the difference between red paint and white paint. Come on, saints. Men have decided a lot of things in their committees, amen. They rule their churches, and look where their churches are at. I said, look where they're at. Woo! Hallelujah. Somebody said something about Swaggart. Said every old barn needs a good paint job on it. I said, if I was a woman, I'd walk up to him with my pocketbook and I'd smack him right across the face. How dare you call me an old barn?
Come on.
Woo! Oh, Lord, have mercy. I felt that hit the wall and come back. That's right. Amen. I tell you what, I'd feel like it. Amen. I sure would. Some preacher stand up there and tell me I was an old barn and I need painted up. Woo! Hallelujah. Don't you know that if you go to the Lord, He'll beautify you? Amen with salvation. With holiness. Amen. Woo! God help us. But we've allowed men to tell us how. We've allowed them to tell us when. Until we don't know the Spirit of God. And if it moves among some people, it's scandalous. You're building your house on the sand if you're going according to what man thinks about it. Let me go on. Amen. I'll spend too long on this. I'm not careful. I didn't see when I started, so I guess I'll not know when to quit, will I? All right, the Bible says, a fool despiseth his father's instruction. Oh, hallelujah. This is one that cannot be told or taught anything. He already knows. He already knows it all. Huh? Come on now. Their favorite sin is, well, I feel like it's like this. And I don't care what you say. I have the Spirit of God too. Hello? That one of them used to tell me, well, I feel in my heart. I feel in my heart. Brother Heisel, I said, if I give you a scripture, will you not get mad at me? Because he's bigger than me. He said, I don't think I will. I'm sanctified. He wasn't. Now, he didn't hit me, but he wanted to. He doubled his fist up. Come on here now. I said, you know what the Bible said? And he said, what does the Bible say? I said, the Bible said, he that trusteth in his own heart is a fool. Come on now. Come on. I know you feel it in your heart that it's all right, or you wouldn't be doing it. That's going to get quiet here. Yeah, I feel in my heart that it. Brother Buzzard, I just feel in my heart. God help your heart. You need to get it saved and sanctified. But he that trusteth in his own heart is a fool.
All right.
God help us tonight. You know what Jeremiah said? He said the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked, and who can know it? And the Bible said, oh Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man that walketh to direct his step. And only a fool is so stubborn and hard-headed that he won't listen to somebody else. Come on. Come on. I said, come on here now. Woo! Hallelujah. The Bible said, amen, for rebellion is as a sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. idolatry. Come on, children. Only fool. Hey, man, would just say, no, I ain't going to have it. I won't have it. I had one of them tell me, I don't care what the Bible says. Huh? You're looking at me funny, but I've had them. I don't care what the Bible says. Huh? A fool despises his father's instruction. That's fool number two. If you're so hard-headed you can't learn, you needn't worry about going to heaven. Come on now. I told the Lord, I said, Lord, where's that point at, you know, where you're... I preached a message once on stubborn or steadfast. Woo! You know, when it's us, we're steadfast. When it's you, you're stubborn. Why don't you consider the man that's trying to help you? Why don't you look at his life and see? Come on now. Had a boy tell me about, I was preaching about this long hair when this started coming in. Amen. And he kept saying, they. And I said, I want to know who this bunch of they is. Who is this? Well, he said, everybody at school. I said, hey, look around in the Holiness Church here. If you want to pattern your life after somebody, get a hold of somebody that's got the victory over the world.
Right.
Huh? Somebody that's living above sin.
Right.
And don't be so stubborn you can't see what he's trying to tell you. You know something? Paul was a great man of God, wasn't he?
Yes, he was.
But did you know there's some things that he said, now I'm not talking this commandment by commandment, but I've been given permission by God to tell you how I feel about this.
Right.
We got in Sunday school and some of them said, Brother Buzzard, hey man, you preach against television, you know you ain't no Bible for it. Well, that's beside the point. Amen. Come on here now. Come on here now. I said, is that right? Yes. And I said, if I read you some Bible, will you take it? We sure will. I said, all right, Paul said, it's good for a man not to touch a woman.
Come on.
I said, I want you to go divorce your wife and live by yourself. Come on now. He said, I think it'd be better if everybody's like me. Didn't have one. Now it's getting quiet out there. Then Paul said, now this I speak by permission and not by command. And he said, I think also that I have the Spirit of God. This is my judgment. Come on, saints. Why don't you listen to that man of God that's been praying for you and weeping for you and staying up night after night and day after day worrying whether you're going to make heaven or not, and you're standing there arguing with him and he's trying to tell you. Thought about a young lady in Chelsea at the age of 18, she said, I'll never find a husband among the holiness man. You know, 18 years old, she said, I'm an old maid. God help. And I told her, she said, I'm going to get out long enough to get me a husband. And then we'll get back in. I said, Renee, it won't work. I tried to talk to her. She wouldn't listen. She would not listen. She did not listen. She got out. She got married. They had a child. When she tried to go to holiness, he wouldn't do it. She sat in my living room days and wept and cried. What can I do? Hindsight's much better, amen, than foresight. But say, that man of God, amen, that God put over the church,
right,
that pastor,
right,
that man that's come through the valley, that man that's crossed the mountain, that man that's carried the burden, that man that has prayed and sought God, you need to listen to him. He can help you. And if you wasn't such a big fool, you wouldn't listen to it. I know this is going to be rough tonight. I almost wish it was last night. Amen. But it ain't. It ain't. The devil tormented her day and night. She finally went berserk. The last I heard, she's an inmate at the Veneta State Hospital. Her mind is blown. Come on. Her husband has the little girl now, and he is raising her like he wants to. You'll end up somewhere, amen, in sad shape. I worked at the state hospital for several years. And as I tell them sometimes, some folks think that I escaped. And I need to be put back. But when I went to work there, they put me on the geriatric ward, which is where the old men are. And naturally, being the preacher, you know, I was called deacon and preach and everything else. And they said, we're going to give you this old man back here in the back here. He's bed fast. He can't get out of bed, do nothing. You got to take care of him. And that's my job, him. And I had several others that was mine. You know, sometimes when you pastor little churches and you have to work for a living, you just have to work where you can. Besides, I learned some things there. Amen. And he said, they said, he's an old preacher. Said, you go take care of him. Well, Brother Johnny, he was almost out of it. I mean, hardly ever enough sense to know what was going on or anything else. One day when I was back there changing that bed, that old man got to mumbling something. I wasn't paying any attention. And the Lord said, lean in close and listen to what the old man's saying. I leaned in close. And that old man was saying, I know the truth, but I wouldn't live it. I know the truth, and I wouldn't preach it. And now I'm lost, and now I'm going to hell. Oh, God, help us. Friend, we're trying to keep you away from the fire. Would you listen to us? Huh? Come on, there's going to be some things in this world you'll need to give up. Whether it's in the Bible or not is beside the point. Amen. The point is this. If it ain't helping you with God, why don't you listen to the man of God and go ahead and give the thing up? Sweet Lamb of God. Oh, hallelujah. I don't preach this way to make you mad, sad, or glad. I preach it because God laid it on my heart. And He sees your soul and you need help where you're at. Come on. Come on. I know it ain't nothing but a piece of junk. A piece of wood with a glass and wires in it. I know that it's just a piece of furniture. Come on, saints. I can't just tell you because one sitting in your house, you're going to hell over it. But my God in heaven, what don't you think about what that thing is doing to your mind and your soul and your children? And God in heaven, and think about what's going on. My brother married a young lady that knowed how to sing and play the piano. My brother was a holiness preacher. Probably one of the best, I think. Brother Johnny, she decided she wanted a television. And she went and got one. Her daddy bought it for her. Said, if that's what you want, I'll get it. If he's too cheap to get you one, I'll get you one. They thought that that was the reason she didn't have one. You may get quiet on me here tonight, but I'm trying to tell you something. Danny throwed that thing out. He went and bought another one. He couldn't keep it out. She got to watching that thing and watching them soap opera things. But Johnny, the devil got to working on her heart. And Brother Wade Hicks, because when Dan come in and got her by the hand, the world didn't do flip-flops. And the sky didn't turn blue or yellow or green, and rockets didn't go off when he kissed her. She got the feeling like she wasn't being fulfilled.
Come on.
Come on here.
Come
I mean, she looked at that thing, and when they kissed, they ended up just, I guess they just bugged out. You know.
Oh, dear, my true heart throb. You make my heart beat faster.
Yeah.
It put a spirit of unfulfillment in her life. And the devil said, you could probably find somebody to do that for you if you get away from him. That's what happened. That's what happened. Their home is tore apart. He lived for 12 years and got to feeling lonely and got married again. Backslid. Gone. He don't think he is. He told me, he said, I know you holiness guys ain't going to preach me. I said, you know that before you done it. They said, you mean tell me if your own brother come to your meeting? I said, I don't have to worry. He won't be there. I done told him. I couldn't.
Come on.
It all stemmed from that thing.
Right.
Her children are in the same shape as she is. Are you hearing me? I said, there is a spirit about that gets a hold of people, and it puts ideas in their mind that have no need to be there.
Right. You are preaching right.
Brother Troy said something about he wanted his children to pattern, children in the church to pattern after him. I like that, Brother Troy. I remember my two boys, Matthew and Mark. Hey, man, was out behind the old churchy duchy playing church. They wasn't playing Superman or Lone Ranger or nothing else. They was playing church. And they got into a fight.
Come on.
Come on now. I went out there and said, what's the matter with you boys fighting like that? And Matthew said, Daddy, it's my turn to be you and he won't let me. How do you whoop a boy over that? Come on, saints.
Come on,
saints. I said, come on, saints. Amen. Where are your children getting their heroes from? I went to see my daughter. And my two grandsons was playing. You know who their heroes are? There's a couple of turtles. I don't even, some kind of, what, the, I don't even know what them turtles, I said, what in the world is that? He said, that's some kind of I can't say it, I don't know. Grow up wanting to be a turtle? I'm glad she got saved. Last time I was over there, he changed from a turtle to an Indian. He's coming this way. Come on, saints. Come on, saints. I'm telling you, if you got a man of God that's trying to help you, listen to what he's got to say. Hey, amen. It could be the reason that your children or your wife or your husband changes their mind about what they're about to do.
Amen.
Only a fool. Well, I'm trying to squeeze five nights preaching in one night here.
Come on.
Amen. The Bible said, a servant will not be corrected by words, for though he understand, he will not answer. Seest thou a man that is hasty in his word, there's more hope of a fool than of him. Woo, God help us, amen. Laban said, I have learned by experience, and only a fool would refuse to hear the voice of experience. Amen. I better go on. Lord have mercy, help us. The Bible said, fools make a mock at sin. God have mercy on this modern day church world that smiles at sin. The thought seems to be that a little bit won't hurt. If you don't mind me saying, what a bunch of fools they are.
Come on. Amen.
You know what the Bible said? The Bible said, this persuasion cometh not of him that calleth you, or a little leaveneth the whole lump.
Right.
One such fool said to me about women wearing breeches, said, "But Brother Leon, they don't wear them to church." I said, "Well, are you trying to tell me? I suppose it'll be all right then if I commit adultery as long as I don't do it in church."
Come on now.
Because you see, the same God that wrote one thing, He wrote the other. Same one. Same one. Ain't that what the Bible said? Brother Wade Hicks, ain't that what... Wait, was it John that said that? Or was it John? One of them said. Same one that said, "Do not commit adultery." He said also not to have respect to persons. If you commit no adultery, you're doing good. But if you have respect to persons, you're a transgressor. Woo, now you're getting quiet over here. You see, with God, there's no big sin and little sin. It's just sin. That's all it is. It's just sin. Huh? I know people are making fun of us. Amen. About sin, they mock at sin.
Yeah.
I don't care who you are and how long you've been saved and sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost and spoke in tongues and danced and run. I don't care who you may be. Amen. The Bible said, "Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witness, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us. And let us run with patience the race set before us." Only fools believe they can handle sin. Huh? Only fools believe they can handle sin. You may... you know, Solomon was supposed to be a wise man, and he was. Come on now, don't quit me here. Brother John, he tried to keep them separated, you know. If I understand it right, he built his wives' house and their temples outside the wall, you know. And it looked like he's keeping it separate. But the Bible said in his old age, his wife turned his heart away from God. Yes. May look like you're handling it, but you won't.
But you won't.
You won't.
You won't.
I thought about that man back east. Found a little fawn, little buck deer, and raised it up. And Bucky would eat out of his hand, and he was just a pet. Just a pet. And the game warden found out about it and went and talked to him and said, "Now you need to turn him loose, because someday he'll turn on you." "No, not Bucky. Not Bucky." Well, the thing grew up after a while. He got to be a good sized deer. Had a big rack, beautiful thing. And they left home on vacation and come back after 2 weeks. And he went out with a little can of corn and whistled up Bucky. "Yeah, Bucky." And here come that deer. And while his wife stood on the patio, that deer gored and stomped that man to death. Amen. Now you may think you'll handle it, but it'll turn on you after a while.
Right.
Huh? Right. Come on, saints.
Right. Come on.
Come on. Amen.
Amen.
When I worked at the state hospital of Bonita, amen, they brought the man that owned most of Sinclair. He lost his mind through drinking alcohol. And they brought him in there. When they brought him in on the stretcher tied down, he was screaming at the top of his lungs, "The hogs is eating me! The hogs is eating me! Somebody help me! The hogs is eating me!" We took him to the back room, put him in a padded cell, and tied him down with them big old leather straps and buckles, and had him tied there on that table of a thing, and him screaming at the top of his lungs, "The hogs is eating me." Oh, God help Brother Johnny. Hey, man, the doctor came in and socked him with 7.5 grains of sodium amytal. They said, that's enough to knock a horse out. It never fazed him. An hour or two later, they give him another 7.5 grains of sodium. It never touched him. In that place where the devil had driven him, it never touched him. They brought, the next day, they brought morphine in. They said, this will do it. They give him as much until his heart started acting up and they quit because they're going to kill him. He screamed on. He screamed on. I got to looking at his chart. He'd been in there before. And I read the psychiatrist's note. This is an alcoholic. He started with social drinking at the age of 18. Just a social drink. Just one now and then. Just partying with the boys. You'll never guess how old he was. He was 36. He screamed on. 2 weeks went by. He screamed on. Every night, 8 hours, you could hear him back in that room. Somebody help me! The hogs is eating me! Oh, God, somebody help me! I come in one night, and I said, well, he finally come out of him. I said, yeah, he come out of him for good. He died. He died. Screaming the hogs. He's eating me. I wonder what he's screaming tonight. Huh? Only a fool mocks at sin. Only a fool makes fun of sin. Come on. It'll get a hold of you. It'll get a hold of you. You can't turn loose. In fact, there's only one cure for sin. Only one. That's all. Just one. That's Jesus Christ. Amen. Let's go on tonight. I hope I'm not holding you too long tonight. The Bible says in the book of Psalms, O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. A brutish man knoweth not, neither doth a fool understand this. This fool is taking God too lightly. This fool is taking God's word and his house too lightly. Did you know that holiness is becoming a joke? Something that people are making fun of? Did you know they're making fun of the house of God now? Come on, saints. Only a fool would take this lightly. Huh? I think that probably these virgins, these five virgins that I read to you in the beginning, I believe they must have been in this group of fools. Brother Johnny, put the...